Common Knowledge Podcast. Just a man doing the best he can with what he got. And over the weekend, boy, it was a rough one for Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. She had a rough go at it, man. She set the socials ablaze with her dating exploits. Yeesh. Bruh, I'm not. Yeah. One thing about this whole Lauren Boebert thing that was kind of disturbing, there are cameras everywhere. Now, I know you can say what Lauren Boebert did was disturbing. If you don't know, basically, recently divorced Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was caught in a theater with her date, the owner of a bar in Colorado, doing some heavy groping and petting. And if you watch the video, oh man, dude was getting in there. Dude was roughing those breasts up. That man was going to town down there, buddy. And yes, this happened in a theater during Beetlejuice, the live play. And Congresswoman Boebert originally denied this until the video came out. And that's what was shocking to me. I'm like, yo, the theater had video. It's like, who knew that we were being surveilled like this? Like, seriously, this goes to my point about privacy. There is no privacy anymore. And the presumption of privacy, even in a dark theater, they got cameras on you. They're looking. They searching. So 9 out of 10, they probably know when you're sneaking in food in the movie theater. They probably know, dog. That was weird to me. That was just super disturbing to me, to the fact they had videotape. I'm not here to dog on Congresswoman Boebert. I'm really not. To be honest with you guys, I think she's being unfairly attacked. Now, here's the thing. She kind of set herself up for this. And this is part of the problem with respectability politics. When you go by these so-called values and you put yourself up to this super unattainable standard, like you're not human, and you deny people their human impulses, it looks super bad when you get caught being human. And that's what happened to Congresswoman Boebert. Like, I'm not here to shame her for what she did. Now, what she did, you can say it was inappropriate because it was a theater with a bunch of kids. But, like, it's all the stuff around what she did and the blatant hypocrisy that makes this so bad. What she did, not so much, dog. But it's this unrealistic standard that conservatives put on themselves that really make this whole thing damning. And I read a good story from Salon, and I'm going to read excerpts of it, and I'm going to comment what I think is needed. It's a cycle as predictable as the sun rising and setting. Whenever feminism gains some social traction, the mainstream media reacts by amplifying a bunch of conservative messages about the alleged dangers of women having too much independence. In the wake of the post-Dobb feminist uprising, we've been subject to articles about how feminism supposedly unsheared all of the social evils, from men loneliness to child poverty. The cure that is implied, or if not outright demanded, women are expected to lower their dating standards and get married, ideally sooner than later. And let me start right there, because that is super true, man. All this modern podcast with men is about how women should get married sooner. That was Kevin Samuels' whole shtick. Why are you not married? When you're getting married, your value is dropping because you're waiting to get married. That is literally the shtick today. Continue with the story. Alas, all those touting the get married young message this past, things got a little hairy. The GOP most famous exemplar of young marriage, 36-year-old Representative Lauren Boebert, Colorado, got caught publicly engaging in what some are calling heavy petting. It was definitely heavy. With her bar-owning date before getting kicked out of the staging of Beetlejuice the Musical. Initially, Boebert had denied any wrongdoing, saying she was ejected for more exuberance. Once the video of her vaping and putting her hands in her companion's crotch came out, she released a statement saying, "I simply fell short of my values." And look, man, look, man. Decency, yes, but there ain't nothing wrong with what you did. Maybe where you did it, but not what you did. I don't know, like, one dude who wouldn't be happy getting a hand at Jay. I don't. And if she was consenting, I don't see what the problem is. I really don't. Like, I really got more problem with her vaping in public than I do with her, like, putting her hand down dude's crotch. However, inappropriate. But continuing. Boebert's values, which she enjoys talking about at length, reflects an anti-feminist line for decades that women should put marriage and childbirth over their own ambitions and desires. Boebert met her husband, Jason Boebert, when she was 16 and he was 22. He soon impregnated her, and living their values, Boebert dropped out of high school to get married. Wait, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Hey, man, that's rape. Like, dead ass. 6 years, bro. Like, why wasn't Jason Boebert locked up, dog? Like, dead ass. That ain't cool, man. Like, Lauren Boebert was a victim. I'm not trying to victimize her or, like, saying that she thinks she's a victim, but she was. She was a victim of statutory rape, dog. Like, dead ass, a 22-year-old man going after a 16-year-old dog? Bruh, that's sick. Ain't nothing like values about that. Okay, but Boebert is a perfect example of someone who didn't wait around to get married. It's a choice being championed across media in recent weeks as a panacea of all sorts of social ills, from male loneliness to poverty to existential despair. And you know, that's the thing, though. Like, we do blame women for a lot of male problems. Dead ass. We say that a lot of the problems men face is because of women. Explicitly or inadvertently, that's like our go-to. Well, women need to drop their standards and date longer. Women ask for too much. Well, 80% of women date 20% of guys. Women are blah, 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 blah. Men don't have no problem. Men are not choosy. We'll go after anything. But it's all because of women. Like, that's literally our go-to, is to blame women for everything. Like, that's the incel problem right now. It's like, oh, man, well, women ain't dating me. It's like, nah, bro, clean yourself up. Make yourself more presentable. Like, put some effort in. Don't just assume because you're a man and that's a woman that, hey, your old companionship. That's not how it works, dog. Anyway, continue with the story. The drumbeat is truly deafening. To be happy, married matters more than career, declares a recent headline in the New York Times column where David Brooks complains young people, mainly women, want to be established in their careers before marriage. Don't see nothing wrong with that. He's hyping a book by Brad Wilcox titled Get Married, Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilization. And why is that? Like, seriously, why is the pejorative now elites? Like, so if we say, hey, yo, go out there and establish yourself, make some money, get a career, that's elitism. That is just fiscally sound, dog. Like, there's data that shows the younger you get pregnant and you ain't got no established career, you're going to be fucked up out here in these streets. Like, that's undeniable. It's harder for young people with no education and no experience to make it in this world. But yeah, anyway, which sounds mostly like a book length complaint about women holding out for Mr. Right. There was an effort to pretend that women's happiness was a focal point. But of course, this is really about the plight of men who can't get a wife when women are allowed choices. And that's true, man. Like, a lot of fear of men is when women have more choices, they're not gonna choose them. That's literally what a lot of this is about, man. Like, I keep saying this, man, but back in the day, man, I'll say this again. If you've listened to the Common Dollars podcast, you've heard this many times, but I'm gonna say this again. Like, marriage was never about love initially. It was a business arrangement. Women were property. They were things. Like, yo, bro, I give you a cow, you give me the women. You know, the patriarchy was a real thing. Like, we denied women rights and upward mobility. So they had to depend on us for everything. That has changed. And a lot of dudes don't know how to use their personality and their gusto and their judge to get women. Like, even now, dudes use their money to attract women. Man, I got money. That shit make me sexually attractive. But now it's to the point that a lot of women don't need your money. And you're going to have to give something else, like emotional availability, or not be an asshole, or, you know, stop pretending like you listen and actually listen and put some effort in. And we are not good at that. So that comes back to this whole, but yeah, man, the women ask it for too much. Because that's what I fall back on, instead of looking inward. But anyway, let me continue with this story, because I keep on stopping. The BFF underpinning pressure to marry in haste is not hard to see. There's simply no evidence that women are turning up their noses to a series of princes. That's true. The problem is the dating market is cluttered with frogs. A recent poll commissioned by Teen Vogue makes this clear. Why? There just aren't enough eligible men out there. 64% of women under 35 label themselves liberal or progressive, while only 39% of men that age do. Strong minorities of women wisely call it a red flag if a date is MAGA or listens to Joe Rogan. That shrinks their dating pool considerably. For women, it's really better to be single than with somebody who thinks that President Pussy Grabber is a great guy. And that's my point I just made. Dude, you're going to have to change if you want women. A lot of women consider themselves progressive or liberal. And here's the thing, man. I'm an independent, but I rock with this. I rock with feminism. And I rock with progressivism. Like, yo, I feel like women should have autonomy over their bodies and rights. Like, I don't think it's a woman's fault if I'm not with a woman. I really don't, dog. But a lot of dudes, they do it. Like, one thing dudes gotta understand, women have always been the gatekeepers for sex. They have. So you're gonna have to do things to make yourself more attracted to women. And back in the day, man, women had to worry about survival. So the most attractive thing you had was money. Cause that's not the case no more, dog. And women are looking at these red flags like dead ass. So you're gonna have to change, dude. You're gonna have to change. But back to Lauren Boebert. Honestly, what she did wasn't a big thing. The only problem is, like, when you do this and you put yourself up like this, it looks super bad when you're caught not holding up them high standards and expecting everybody else to hold up them high standards. But the fact of the matter is the standards are unrealistic. Like, yo, Lauren Boebert objectively is a fine woman. Very attractive, dog. Very, very attractive. 36 years old. Nice little tenderoni, I say with the utmost respect. But you out here on this anti-gay kick and you dating a dude with a gay bar. Shout out to dude who's straight or pansexual, at least, or bisexual, for having a gay bar. But you can't be the person out there with the dude with the gay bar and you out here spitting this anti-gay rhetoric. It doesn't look good. You can't be out here being like, hey man, everybody should get married. Look at me. And you're the victim of statutory rape. Not to mention your husband got locked up for exposing himself to teenagers. Bruh, it's not a good look. However, what Lauren did ain't bad. I'm not demonizing the fact that she was trying to go out there and get companionship or having fun on a date. That's okay. So anybody out here demonizing her and be like, look at her. No, man, point out the hypocrisy, but don't shame her, dog. Because if you really watch this feminism, that's what it is. Women got choices, dog. And like I said, as long as she wasn't coerced and it was consenting, cool. It's just embarrassing, bro. It's just embarrassing. But stop trying to put this pressure on young folks and women in general to get married, bro. That ain't the end all be all, dog. And stop denying these people their sexual urges, man. Because once you start doing that, dog, like, bro, we got so much evidence of like conservatives falling short of this, man. Like getting all these multiple affairs because it's not realistic, dog. We humans, dead ass, everybody trying to get it in. But self-control is an option. And Lauren, I'm rocking with you, girl. I think your policies are trash. I think the fact that you're trying to impeach President Biden is garbage. I think that you're trying to lead this government shutdown is garbage. However, in your personal life, dog, I'm with you, man. Go out there and have fun. But yo, dead ass, pick better venues, dog. Like, control yourself, man. But I'm not going to lie. This was kind of seeable. Like, dead ass. Think about, like, what people always say about, like, people who have no childhood. They tend to act out when they're older. And if you keep on like repressing all your sexual urges and you get married young, a lot of those people, man, they act out. Not all. I'm not trying to pigeonhole everybody and saying everybody out there cheating in their older years who got married young. But a lot of those marriages, dog, like people start to wild out in their old age because they feel like they missed out on something. Like, I think everybody need a hoe phase. Dead ass. And, you know, Lauren, maybe going through hers. And it's her right to do it. Dead ass. But yeah, man, kind of embarrassing for Lauren, but hey. Not gonna lie, man. I date Lauren. She's gonna have to change some of them views, though, but we'll work that out later.